Welcome to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's Radio Host Extravaganza winner. Each year in the spring, we have a radio host contest. For those who've always wondered about a radio show, it's an opportunity to get their feet wet hosting their own global radio show on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Together, let's welcome these remarkable people whose goal is to make a difference in people's lives. To learn more, go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome to Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse. Join us for triage of body, mind, and spirit with her inspired guests, author, speaker, healer, TV show producer, and host. Brenda brings guests from around the world to share their story of breakdown to breakthrough and beyond here on the Dream Vision 7 Media Network to help you live a more empowered and inspired life. Now, sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Welcome. I'm Brenda Pierce, host of Empowered Living on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen online on your mobile devices, in your car, or ask Alexa. To learn more and for full schedule, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute. And as this is our first episode here with Empowered Living on the Dream Visions Network, I have a very special free gift for you. If you register for the newsletter on my free gift website, you will be entered into a monthly draw for a gift basket of virtual gifts from myself and offerings from my guests. So I offer you to visit tinyurl.com/Brenda's free gift. And I am so excited to be here today with you on the Dream Visions Network. This is a dream come true for me. I was a host a while back, many years back, and I've come full circle. And I was the lucky winner of the Spring Extravaganza contest. So that is why I am here. And I just want to share with you, we're going to have a wonderful conversation on this show. My guests are going to range from all walks of life, and they are going to share their journey from breakdown to breakthrough and beyond. And we're going to empower you and inspire you to make good life choices so that you know the rest of your life can be the best of your life. And so that is what truly empowerment is all about. I am known as the Empowered Nurse. I have been a registered nurse for over 38 years, and I have just recently retired from active nursing, so that gives me more time to step into my bliss and share my knowledge and wisdom and these wonderful, magnificent people that are going to be with us. So today I am, as a way of introducing myself and one of my dear friends, she's a sister from another mister. My friend Teresa Sims is here with me. She's an author and broadcaster and life coach and so much more. And together, we are neighbors and we are friends. And I thought this would be a perfect kickoff to let you get to know myself and my best friend, Teresa. So welcome to the show, Teresa.
Hi, Brenda. I'm so glad to be here with you, and congratulations on your retirement. It's been a long time coming, girl.
It has been. Oh, my goodness. You know, when I stopped to think that I was the most unlikely person to ever become a nurse, and here I am 38 years later with a retinal of job, careers, experiences, and everything else, it's truly blowing my mind that I'm at this point on the other side of it all now.
Well, it's a new adventure time, isn't it? Great things are going to be happening, and you're really setting the stage for that. I'm so proud of you. So happy for you.
Thanks so much. You know, and so as one door closes, new doors open up, and you and I are both good at opening new doors, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We see a door, and we have to open it.
No stone is unturned, and we both have so much in common. And you are a best-selling author. You share quite a journey of a century of secrets That book has become an international bestseller and award winner. And I would love for you to tell us a little bit about your journey, because it's so, so, so amazing.
Oh, where would you like me to start?
Well, you know, we have so many parallels. So, you know, our grandparents, our grandmothers were best friends. That's really amazing. Start with a little bit of that, and we'll sprinkle a little bit of everything else in.
Oh, okay. Well, my grandmother came to this country mostly against her will when she was a young girl and forced to work as hired man in tobacco industry with her, we thought her father at that time. And life goes on and, you know, things happen. She got pregnant by her stepfather and, you know, then was sold off almost to the highest bidder who would ever take this girl that was pregnant in 1927. So, you know, it wasn't an easy time for her. And she knew no English when she came here. She left the only mother she knew, which was her grandmother in Europe. And, you know, life must have been so extremely difficult for her. But that's where the lies and the secrets started. Well, they started before that, but this was one of the major ones. And, you know, they came back to Norfolk County and started growing tobacco and, you know, raised their family. Then they, you know, they were, as you mentioned, friends with your family, and her daughter and your mother were actually kind of acquainted. Now, I wouldn't say close friends, but they were acquainted at that time. And when families visited, that's who you spent your time with. And, things went on. I'm from my grandmother's son, as far as we knew at that time. And I was raised in an extremely abusive alcoholism, unstable home, as you could probably imagine. There was a lot of violence. There was, you know, he was drunk every night. The mother was off her the deep end emotionally and would not seek help. And it was just a disaster waiting to happen. And that's how I grew up. I grew up with being severely punished. By the age of 5, I was already, you know, forced to kneel on beer bottle caps nailed to a piece of plywood as one of my punishments. And, you know, things just went downhill for me. I did not feel like I belonged. I knew I was not wanted, but I didn't really understand the reasonings behind that. So as I grew up, I got into a lot of sports. I did my best to put my energies into something positive, and for me, that was sports. I played basketball, volleyball, track and field. I did gymnastics. I raced bicycles on the road and on a velodrome. It was just my way of coping with an unhealthy home life. But, you know, in time, that has a way of backfiring, because by 14 years old, I was already seen as a problem in the house, because, you know, I learned what I was a product of my environment. I started drinking heavily and they didn't know it. So I managed to hide it quite well, apparently. But, you know, I was put on also on prescriptive medicines because the mother thought I was a problem and I was depressed and I was this and that. But what they didn't realize was every time I went to my family doctor, I was being sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
And that takes a very big toll on a young girl. And I attempted suicide by the time I was 18. And luckily it didn't work. You know, I'm still here.
Yes.
And that was the first time I had actually heard the words, "You're not finished here yet." And those words came to my mind and my heart after the attempt failed. And every challenge I have faced throughout my life, whether it be that, whether it be, you know, an abusive first husband, psychological and physical, people just being themselves and not knowing that they're harming someone else. I found the strength to leave that long-term marriage and went out on my own. And it took me until I was 45 years old to be able to do that. But you know what? It was the best thing in my life I had ever done. And it was scary, at that point in time, my grandmother had passed away as well, and, you know, my life just went down the tubes. But I knew I had to pick myself up and carry on. I mean, I had two sons. They were older, but they were, you know, pretty well on their own. But I needed to do something for me. And so I thought that going to college was my thing. So I went to college first in Mohawk College for business administration and then transferred to Fanshawe Colleges here in London, Ontario, to do my diploma in human resource and business. And that's what I graduated from with honors. So I went to work before I was even graduated. I got a job, full-time job. And it was okay. It was good. I thought life was good. You know, I had met a great guy. We got married in 2006. And then 8 months later, my life almost ended, and not by my choice, but I was hit head-on in a car accident. And I lost my job immediately. I could not even hold my head up. My neck was so damaged. And it was kind of labeled as a bowling ball on top of a piece of spaghetti. That's how fragile my neck was at that time. But there wasn't a lot of help. And all I got was flack from insurance companies and, you know, lawyers get involved and it becomes its own life. And, you know, it took 5 years for all of that stuff to end. But mind you, I was deemed a catastrophic injury and was told, you're never going to work again. You'll never be effective at anything. And I don't know about you, Brenda, but I like to prove people wrong and, you know, throw a challenge down like that, and I'm all over it pretty much. So I, you know, I spent the next 9 years, we moved cities, and I spent the next 9 years trying to figure out what on earth was I supposed to do? What was the meaning? Because every time something tragic happened in my life, I heard the words, you're not finished here yet. But I had no clue what that meant. And then all of a sudden, I started working with an authorship coach and doing the training and writing my own book, A Century of Secrets. And then I thought to myself, you know what? This is awesome. I love writing. It has always been one of my passions. And my book has won 4 international awards, which is just amazing. I'm hoping for number 5 this year, so I'm praying for that one. But it's been a journey of enlightenment and awakening. You know, I worked with my authorship coach. Then he trains and certifies coaches, life coaches. So I went into that, and I've been coaching for the last 5 years. And it's something that, for me, is so rewarding and so, the word spiritual wants to come to my mind for some reason. Because someone is trusting you with themselves, with the bare bones of who they are. And I honor that. And I trust, I give them the feeling that they can trust me. And they can. Because I know how hard it is to go to someone for help. And I want that transition for that individual who comes to me for coaching to feel that they are heard and truly heard and respected. And it's my job to help them to find themselves again.
That's
so that's what
that's
I'm
beautiful.
Doing now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, again, this is what empowered living is all about, is going through that breakdown and realizing that breakthrough and then going beyond to share the gifts and really help people in a new and fabulous way. And even though you and I are not too much difference in age, we've had parallel lives in that we lived in the same district, basically, and my life was so different compared to, you know, what you've gone through and what your grandmother went through and your mother went through and all mm-hmm. those people, those generations, you know, and my mom, who knows you very well, often remarks how that was all kept a secret when our families visited and how yeah. she looks back now and can't believe what it is that you were going through as a child and you know, and how well your grandmother kept that secret. Even, you know, I don't know if Grandma ever knew herself. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel so heartbroken for your mom because she loved my grandmother like a mother. And to find out all these things now must be very heartbreaking for her. But for me, it's your mother was very instrumental in giving me some freedom through some truth.
Yeah.
And it's because of your mom that I found the freedom. And, you know, I've had a lot more questions answered since then by other people. And is it okay to share what I've recently discovered?
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I thought the people that raised me were my biological family. And I could never understand why I was always kind of like the outcast. You know, I was not the favorite child. The older sister was. I was given this, and the older sister was given everything else. And, you know, it didn't make any sense until my mother died in 2018, and I had not seen her for decades, obviously because of the upbringing that I had, and I had not seen my sibling in that number of years either. And decided to go to the funeral, which was against my original thinking. But, you know, things happen for a reason, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So I went to this funeral, and as soon as I walked in, she said, "Oh, my goodness, you look just like our aunt," which is my grandmother's daughter. And I thought, oh, really? I didn't have any idea. So what happened about 10 or 12 years ago was a fellow that, a gentleman had contacted me to ask if I knew this woman. And I put it off for a while. And then I answered and said, yes, she's my aunt. And he said, well, can I meet with you? I have something to tell you. And I said, okay. So he and his wife and my husband and I, we got together. And he showed me adoption papers that my aunt had given him up in 54, in a convent. So there's another lie that went on in the family that I was told it was two girls that she had given up. But here's a boy. Okay, fair enough. So we've become very, very close. He's a great guy. And I asked him after the funeral if he would do a DNA test with me just to find out and get some answers. And he was very easy to, yes, let's do it, you know. So the markers came back that we have over 70% true markers of having one common parent, and it must be her.
Wow.
So I discovered that I was given up at birth, just like he was, but given to these strange people to raise me. He was raised by a good family, a tobacco farmer, and his wife, which is kind of funny because that's what all our families were. And you know, you find out at 59 years old that, you know, your life wasn't what you thought it was. People aren't your parents. This is your biological mother. And I went to see her, but she was so far gone in dementia that the nurses kept telling me she won't know who you are. She won't. But she did. She briefly came out of dementia the second time I went to see her, and she tried to talk to me, but of course nothing came out because she had been silenced many years before. And I did not go. You had messaged me 24 hours after I'd seen her, and you urged me to go because you had a feeling that it was her last time.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'll go on the weekend. I was just there. And within 24 hours, she passed away.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have the gift of reconnecting with her. I have the blessings of holding her hands and sitting with her. And, you know, the connection that was there was unbelievable. She would not let go of my hands the entire time we were sitting there. And it was the best gift that I could have done, not only for myself, but for her. To give her the peace, to know that I told her, I know that you're my mother, and it's okay. So that's been another enlightening journey, you know. But I had to decide whether I was going to, you know, let that swallow me whole or step out of it and say, you know what? People did the best they could with what they had and the knowledge they had at that time, like we do today.
Yes.
I can't blame them. But I wish I had known the truth a lot sooner. But that's hindsight, right?
Yeah. Well, the freedom is that you know it now. And yes, and doing a magnificent job with that information. Not only has it changed your life and made sense of all the chaos that you lived with, but now it is really great information to be able to help others with. And that's the giving forward, the gift, the empowerment. And thank you
exactly.
for doing that.
Yeah, it's what I believe in. It's what you believe in as well. You know, we're here for a purpose. And when we discover what that purpose is, there should be no stopping us.
That's right. And with that, Teresa, we're going to talk more about purpose right after this break.
The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Debbie Corr is where you'll discover how to awaken your soul, heal, and manifest. Are you searching for answers in all areas of life? Then have a seat and discover your life and soul's purpose. Whatever you're going through, Debbie's here to help you find your way forward. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, when you can call Debbie to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Are you ready? Ready to grow and raise your vibration? Then buckle your spiritual seatbelt and hold on for the ride of a lifetime on Awakened Soul Stories with host, intuitive medium, and energy healer, Pam Padalano. Awakened Soul Stories is every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Pam's guests are all part of the divine plan to help heal the world and raise the vibration in order to become one with the universal consciousness. Pay close attention as we go on this spiritual journey together.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back from the break. And I'm here with Teresa Sims, and we're going to be speaking about how she has learned from her experiences, her horrible childhood, and all the things that have happened to her through the years because of a lie that happened over almost a century ago. And Teresa, I'd love to hear how you empowered yourself. So we know about the breakdown, and I'd like to hear about the breakthrough and beyond. So can you share with us what has happened since?
Absolutely. Well, the first breakdown and recovery was when I left my first marriage. And at that time, my grandmother had just passed away, and I was dealing with that and dealing with a divorce and selling of a farm. And, you know, I needed to walk away from that in order to survive. I felt like I was dying, and I felt there was nothing left of me. But breaking away from that and moving out on my own for the first time in 45 years was just excitement beyond belief. I went to college for the first time on my own. I started in Mohawk College for business administration, and then transferred to London, where I moved to do business and human resources. And before I even finished that, I got a job at a big factory outlet place in London, Ontario. And, you know, life was good. And shortly after I started that job, I had met someone, a fantastic man, and you know him, and he's just the giver of everything. He's just incredible. We got married in 2006 in June, and life was fantastic. We had two sons each, and, you know, things were going well, and we felt uplifted and upbeat, and it was our time. And, you know, there was nothing that Don and I couldn't any challenge that came up, there was nothing we couldn't conquer. We talked, we shared, we learned, we experienced together, and we grew together. And unfortunately, 8 months after we were married, I was hit head-on in a car accident trying to get home from work one day in a blinding snowstorm. And, you know, I honestly, at that split second, the whole thing was out of my control. I was stopped in my lane waiting for this other pickup truck to come and hit me. And my life honestly did kind of flash before my eyes. And I sat there with the death grip on the steering wheel waiting for the impact. And, you know, that's when I wasn't screaming out loud, but I must have been screaming in my head out of fear, just absolute fear. And it was at that point in time where I heard, "You're not finished here yet." Those words keep coming back to me at times of extreme crisis. And I had no idea at that time, Brenda, what they meant. It was just like, oh, I'm hearing that again, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's interesting. I lost my career immediately after because I was deemed a catastrophic injury. And the lawyers and doctors and all the medical people said I would never work again. And I don't know about you, but I don't accept things like that. I challenge everything. I've been a fighter way too long. I'm not stopping now. So,
it's,
you know,
part of our culture too, right?
We're known
for being very stubborn people, but God, right? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Flemish brick, I call it. You know, the head is just like a Belgian brick, very stubborn, and I get labeled that a lot, but it's hilarious. But, you know, it's what gets us through. And I realized that I was given an opportunity. Yes, I lost my career, but maybe that wasn't the direction that the ultimate plan was set for me. Maybe I was supposed to be in another direction and couldn't see it. And maybe this accident was the catalyst that caused the big change.
I often
which it did.
That's true. You know, letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go is breaking through. So good for you. You know, unfortunately, had to have that kind of a brick moment, being hit over the head by a, you know, a virtual 2x4 to have this breakthrough. But yeah, anyway, go on. It's exciting to hear, you know.
But knowing me,
it's good.
Yeah, but knowing me, you knew it took something like that to stop it, right?
Right.
Because I'm not the easiest person to get points across to. Sometimes I get in my own stubborn way, and you know. But it took me 9 years. Well, 5 years first to deal with the insurance and lawyers and all that kind of stuff. It was just one nightmare after another, you know, being under surveillance and all that kind of stuff. When I was the victim of the accident, not the cause of it. But anyway, we got through that, and we moved to a smaller city. And I started thinking, you know, what is it for me? What is there for me? I'm sitting here. I'm not doing anything. It's like I was losing myself. I knew I had something to contribute to this world, but what? You know, so over the years, I had started writing a book, and every time I started writing it, some new piece of information would come out and throw me off, and then I'd go into research, or I'd go back into, no, I can't do this mode. But this time, I started working with an authorship coach and ended up writing my book, A Century of Secrets, which, you know, is exciting. It's helped so many people, especially from our area that we come from, who have experienced similar situations, and everyone keeps it quiet.
Yeah.
We allow these people to treat us like victims. And for whatever reason, that's what we live in. And I refuse to live in that anymore. So that was the reason behind writing the book, is to tell the truth, change history, if I could, and improve what the future could hold for not only myself, but for my children and grandchildren, etc. So after I completed the book, my coach said to me, you need to become a certified life coach. So I thought, okay, well, that's something I can do from home, because I can't physically, with my spine damage and whatnot from the accident, I can't go out and hold a full-time job elsewhere. So this way, I could still help people, and I could write, which are my two biggest passions in this world. And that's what I did. So I did my life coaching certification. It's a gold level certification. Since then, I've done three other life coaching certifications. I'm a lifetime learner, by the way, if you haven't figured that out yet. So I've done that, and I've done cognitive behavioral therapy. I've done neuro-linguistic programming training, all in an aspect of helping myself first. Yeah. I continue to write, which is extreme therapy for me, but there needs to be more, and writing is great in conjunction with everything else. CBT is fantastic for taking trauma from the past and putting it on trial as to whether that automatic thought that we have of I'm not good enough, for example, we put that thought on trial, and then we act as the prosecutor and the defense. And then you come up with, is that thought, automatic thought, true?
Oh, wow.
And if it's not, then you realize, oh, my God, what have I been doing to myself all this time?
Yeah.
So you turn the process around, and that's what it's been like for me. I've turned all of this around. There's still things that hang on, of course,
mm-hmm.
and you know, triggers pop up, and you know, I've also been diagnosed as complex post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because of the, because I had no idea. I just thought it was PTSD from the accident, mm-hmm. but no, it triggered everything else to come out from childhood and whatnot, and you know what? It's finally being dealt with, and that to me is what's mostly important. I made the choice that I'm worth it and that I have something to contribute, and I will.
Oh, yes, and you are. This is the thing, is you are. You're putting action to reaction, and mm-hmm. you're creating some traction that is actually propelling you into amazing new levels of awareness for yourself, but also that give back to the world, right? Like, I mean, you know, it's like a dog. When a dog is kicked and even though it can get onto a new master, it just wants love, and you want love, and you are sharing your love with the world in such a beautiful and amazing way. So God bless you for doing this, because I can't imagine what your life would have been like if you didn't have the accident, you know, and brought all this forward. There was definitely a divine purpose to all of this.
I totally agree, and that's why, you know, on my book, my cover, it's a story of adversity, abuse, and divine intervention, because that's what it's been. And those angels, I call them angels, they've been there all my life, and I didn't recognize it for what it was when I was young, because I didn't know. I was just going through the motions. But now I'm paying attention to all the signs and the signals and the feelings, and that's what it's all about. I'm living from my heart. I'm not living from my head.
Oh, wow.
And that's
a great lesson.
That's what most of us... Yeah, and you know what? It took a very, very long time to figure that out, but it's been so worth it. And all we need to do is make the choice.
Yes, yes, deciding. And if somebody can't make the choice because they're too clouded by all the gunk in their life, that's when a life coach comes in very, very, very handy, you know. And of course, I'd love for you to take a couple minutes before we go to the next break and tell people how they can get a hold of you. Share with them some of your programs and outreach that you have available right now and coming up soon, and take that time to really honor you for what you do.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, anyone can reach me at teresasims.com. That's my website, and it's teresasyms.com. My email address is teresa@teresasims.com. I tried to keep it very simple. So any of the listeners that would like to get in touch with me about life coaching and finding clarity in their life or just finding balance in their life, you know, I would be willing to offer for the first two people that email me, I would give them two free coaching sessions.
Wow.
Because I think we need to find out if a coach is a good fit to work with you and you with the coach, and also to find out what your goals are, what your ideas and thoughts are, and just let's explore. So the other thing I would like to offer is I have a master class on stress. It is a reset, recharge, and balance your life, and that's my ultimate roadmap for freedom from stress. The first two people that email me for that, and it just put that in the heading, I will give you the master class for free, and that's a $397 value each.
Wow.
And there's also, thank you. And for people that like to write or are interested in writing and maybe have that great story trapped inside of them, I have a pen to published author program. And I will be having an open house on July 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, and that will be on Zoom. If you have the idea that you want to write a book or a story that's burning inside of you that needs to come out, get in touch. I would like to work with you. It's a 12-week program that I have, and I've put several authors through it now, and they end up as published authors. They have great reviews for their work. And do you know what? That accolade of being a published author really adds credibility to your life and your work.
That is true. And again, in writing, there's a lot of avenues that you can go through to do that. You know, some people just put an ebook out there, and that's fine if that's all they need it for, is for their own use. But, you know, to really get published and really have somebody take that time, and who is an award-winning published author with how many awards now? Four or five?
It's four. I'm hoping for five this year.
Well, after one, it's all gravy, right? But getting that,
I know.
That first award and being recognized for your story, your life work, I mean, what validation is that? That is huge, and it can really change your life. So please take advantage of Teresa's offerings. Contact her at teresasims.com. Or teresa@teresasims.com. And Teresa's T-E-R-E-S-A, not with no H, no H. So anyway,
no.
You're the H-less T. But, you know, yeah, so fabulous. And right now we're going to go to the next break, and we'll see you right after these messages.
Great news! Way of the Illuminated Warrior Talk Show is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Join co-hosts Simran and Waska for sacred, spicy, and candid conversations for men and women about men. Ask a question, share a story, laugh, cry, play. Whatever calls to you, we're there to support and empower all. You're invited to join the Way of the Illuminated Warrior talk show with us as we take this journey together to elevate relationships between the sacred feminine and the divine masculine for healing, growth, clear communication, and healthy expression of feelings. Visit illuminatedwarrior.com to find out more.
Fortify your life with strength, healing, and love by embracing and being embraced in Shamanic Circle. Join ceremonial leader Brant Sikunda for an Indigenous Wichal Shamanism weekend workshop where you'll experience sacred rituals to empower your life. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Indigenous Wichal Shamanism July 30th to August 1st at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Experience meditations intended to guide you deeper into the core of your being at Awakening Meditations, a weekend workshop with Rick Wineman. Rick has been a vehicle for accelerating spiritual evolution for almost 20 years, utilizing the divine energy and consciousness within the Vortex Healing lineage. Join him to create a space for true transformation to enter your life. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Rick Wineman's Awakening Meditations Workshop, July 30th to August 1st at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back, and we're here with Teresa Sims, and she has just shared so much of her breakdown to breakthrough and beyond, her authorship coaching, her life coaching, and her master class, and that's coming up, and all the free goodies that you can get. I will have those free goodies linked up on brendapierce.com for you on the show page as well for Dream Visions 7 Media Network. And Teresa, I want to thank you. Now's the time for us to do some healing work. So you've worked hard for the first two segments. Now it's my turn.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the reward. So as I have said about the show, there is healings. There are all kinds of takeaways that can be done. And in this show, this segment, we're going to do some healing work. And I am a master teacher of Reiki and a number of energy modalities. And from a nursing perspective, more integrative approaches need to be incorporated into our wellness and healthcare system. Heaven knows that pills and potions and procedures cause pain and cause disruption, are high in risks, and not always the answer to our problems and solutions. And sometimes it's deeper. It's at the energy level, the cell level. And I believe that right now we can do a bit of a healing circle and just introduce you to some of my work. So I am starting the flow of Reiki. Reiki is universal life force energy in Japanese. And Dr. Mikado Yusu is the founder of Reiki, and he was a Buddhist monk. It's said there's many stories out there, but he went up on a retreat in one of the holy mountains of Japan. And it was up there that he didn't think that he was getting the gift or download that he wanted to help humanity. But he found out on the way down the mountain that he stubbed his foot, hurt it badly, put his hands around it, and was given the gift of healing. And healing comes in many forms. But in my mind, healing from an energy perspective, which is universal and all around us and able for us to tap into, is truly a God-given gift. And I have been able to, it was through a three-minute hands-on session at my workplace 17 years ago that I was given the gift of feeling it for the first time. Before that, as a registered nurse, if it didn't come from a physician's prescription pad, it just did not happen. It was not anything I had ever heard about energy healing before, nor had I experienced it. But a three-minute hands-on session while I was at break one day changed my life forever. I truly believe I would not be here talking to you if it wasn't for that three-minute session. I've gone on to train. I've looked at the science. I've looked at the medical studies on it. I've experienced it. I had to really examine my own prejudices and beliefs and realize that this is really something that we all have access to. And so for those of you who are here right now or listening to this show in the future, if you wish to participate, you just imagine yourself, take a deep breath and sit down very still, close your eyes, and breathe in the life force of life around us through our breath. And out, slow and deep. And do this three times to help calm your nervous system down, to anchor you and to ground you. Now, sitting wherever you are, and if you are driving or doing something that requires your attention, you can come back and listen to this. Or if you don't wish to participate, well, you're welcome to turn off the station right now. Or you can just say no thank you and continue to listen so that you can at least hear what this is all about. And so sitting in a beautiful, peaceful place, or just closing your eyes, even if you're in a stressful place, with your right palm up and your left palm down, resting beside you, imagine wherever you are that you are actually reaching out to the next person who is experiencing this in the same moment as you. That energetically our hands are reaching out, connecting this beautiful circle of energy, of humanity, that transcends all race, creed, and color, and allows us to be just the energy of who we are, which is love. And our hands are touching, we're reaching out and creating, enveloping. Imagine the earth, this beautiful, beautiful globe, spiraling through space and time with this circle of humanity reaching out in universal love. Together, uniting as one, putting all our concerns away, and knowing there is nowhere to go and nothing to do in this moment of now. Taking a deep breath in, the Reiki energy is started through my prayers right now to you. Feel the life force start to flow. You may feel a little swaying motion. You may feel nothing. Or you may feel like a warm glow come over you. Your experience is unique to you, but just take it as the experience it is. Now imagine this beautiful circle of love around the earth. And standing behind us are our ancestors, our loved ones in spirit, those we revere in spirit, in faith, of any culture, creed, and color. Welcomed, the winged beings of fairies, angels, archangels are with us as well. Sentient beings of love and support. Imagine their hands on your shoulder. You feel the warmth of their touch. And you know a sense of healing is coming through to you to break through any pain, fear, and anxiety you're experiencing at this time. Imagine encircling this whole beautiful circle of global enlightenment and love is a cathedral of trees, sentient redwood trees and oaks, their trunks firm and strongly rooted into the earth, are creating a cathedral, a protective shield of strength around us. Their canopy of leaves opens up in the center, and the sunlight or moonlight shines through into the center of this beautiful circle. And for just a moment, we are at peace. Now, our hearts are heavy with burdens of life that want to release and be let go. And in this moment now, we let them down and we put them in a pile in front of us at her feet. We now allow ourselves to take a deep breath and soar up 30, 40, 50, 100 feet upwards from our sitting position or lying position. Our feet still attached to the earth, and we look down and we see our problems, our burdens, our stress, our anxiety, our pain. Look so small when we stand so tall. Really, our problems are so small. There's nothing we can't deal with a new thought, a new vision, a new insight. Just think for a minute. If you think differently, your outcomes are different. It's Einstein that said, the insanity is thinking things will be different with the same thinking. So today we change our thinking, and our thoughts change, our problems change and dissolve. They're kicked away. And as we come down to, back down into our sitting position in our normal position, our problems now can be pushed away, blown away. Imagine a balloon, a pink balloon surrounding your problems, your pain, your fear, anxiety. And that balloon turns into a helium-filled heart-shaped balloon. We're surrounding our problems with love, and we are letting them go. Watch them dissolve in front of you in your mind's eye and see them float away, drift away through the canopy of trees to the ethers and into the loving arms of our God, of our knowing. Dissolved, wiped away, cleansed. And as we move forward from today, our thoughts are different. We know we can let go. The Reiki energy has been helping you to break through any pain, fear, and anxiety. And you can come back and listen to this anytime you need to. Knowing that we are powerful beings, sentient beings of love, blessed by God. We take a deep breath, and the trees now disappear. The cathedrals opened up again. Our sentient beings of love and light and support are there for us anytime we need them. Just ask. And they drift away to let us be, go on with our day, knowing that we are love and we are loved. And we are safe in the ability to make changes happen in our life with their blessing and support. And now we take a deep breath in, letting go. The Reiki energy is stopping for now. You can call on it anytime by saying Reiki, Reiki, Reiki. Our hands release from the energetic hands of the person nearest and dearest to us, wherever they are around the world, back into our lap. We now take a deep breath, and we know that we can let go of, and we can come back, wiggle your fingers and toes from this experience. Blessed. May a smile be on your face. As we take a deep breath in, wiggle our fingers and toes, and come back into the moment of now. And so it is. Hey, Teresa, are you there?
I am. That was extremely beautiful, and I feel so much lighter. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, well, you know, we all deserve the best. We really do. And sometimes we settle for less than our best because we think that's all we have, and it isn't. Mm-hmm. There's more to the story, just as Teresa has shared. You know, it's incredible what we go through, and when we look back, we go, oh my God, I don't know how I did it. You know, the thing is, we did no matter what it is, from a traumatic life experience from childhood onwards until she broke through, like Teresa did. For me, my experiences were later in life, and those will be revealed more in more episodes of Empowered Living. But I know that Teresa and I would not be here sharing our stories and being with you if we didn't go through those bad times to now celebrate the empowerment of moving forward to the good times. The rest of our life is the best of our life. And I want to thank you, Teresa, for being with us today. And I want
Thanks for having me, Brenda.
Oh, yeah. You were the perfect first guest on this series.
Thank you.
And I just look forward to sharing more of Empowered Living with you. Our guests are going to be amazing people, from friends and neighbors like Teresa to international coaches and authors, and even the odd Hollywood star is going to drop in from time to time. And I'm excited to share with you all the empowerment that all of these people are going to share with you. So for now, bless and blessings to you. And remember, you are loved and you are loved. You are blessed. And you are a blessing. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce. Visit BrendaPierce.com for more inspiration through her media, lighter living recipes, and transformational therapy. Join us next week for more Empowered Living, and have a happy, healthy week.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.